This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A few months back in inner city Baltimore, a small group of graduates held a big celebration.
The next certificates of completion are awarded to Ms. Alfreda Stewart and Mr. Anthony Pope.
These couples have completed a five-month class in how, basically, to be a couple, how to build a life together. None of them is married, not yet anyway, but they all have children. And the lives of those children might dramatically improve if their parents get married. That, at least, is what some experts believe. This year, we've been running a series on getting out of poverty in America. And in our final story, NPR's Rachel Jones reports on the early stages of a social experiment.
One, two, three.
After 5 months, the couples here are done with sitting in a classroom, learning what a healthy relationship feels like. They're graduating with some new skills and some old challenges.
I'm going to be calling on all of you. First of all, we're going to still be harassing y'all every 30 days to make sure y'all still together and see what's going on with you.
These African-American couples took part in a sort of group therapy for several hours once a week. They've learned how to fight fair, tell your partner what you need, and plan for the future. $1 million federal grant helped pay for the classes. The government is putting many more millions into programs like this across the country.
You all are part of history. You are history in the making.
The people who run these classes are banking on research that suggests these couples will be better off financially if they're married. Among other reasons, married couples pool their incomes and more frequently save for their children's futures. And the research says married men tend to spend less time and less of the family's money outside the home.
So let me ask this question. What is the biggest challenge when it comes to raising your child?
I think financially.
Relationship classes start with the basics with couples like Keisha Russell and Junior Holmes.
90% of the class, no one even talked about marriage until we came here. They never discussed it.
How about you, Keisha, as a girl? Did you think, I want to one day grow up and get married and have kids?
No. It ain't even crossed my mind. Because my mother, she took care of her kids by herself.
Did any of your friends or acquaintances have married parents?
No. All my friends was just raised by their mother.
The couple has an 18-month-old son, Tavon. They say after taking the class, they're getting along better and thinking more about the future.
I never thought that I would even consider marrying Keisha, because like I said, how my attitude was. But now that I'm starting to understand more, I've been thinking about it, wanting it to happen.
Over the past decade, policymakers on both sides of the aisle have grown more and more enthusiastic about community-based programs that nurture healthy relationships and, ideally, marriage. Critics have long fiercely opposed marriage promotion as part of federal welfare policy. They say encouraging poor people to marry is a form of social engineering. They say it's an intrusion of the federal government into the personal lives of citizens and point to research showing that women and their children are worse off in an abusive marriage than they would be on their own.
I think this is the way in which social welfare policy will emerge, evolve, and change over the next several years.
Joseph Jones has earned a national reputation for supporting families in Baltimore's low-income communities. The center he runs won that $1 million grant to fund relationship classes. Jones says he used to be skeptical of federal marriage promotion programs. After all, he says, the government's track record of fostering family ties among the poor hasn't been very good.
It was unfortunate that we ever had a public policy where the man had to basically duck when the caseworker knocked on the door. You know, but even now, we still have what I consider to be a structural flaw in our welfare policy when the young lady walks into the welfare office to apply for benefits and they ask her for information about the guy she's pregnant by only for child support purposes, as opposed to saying, hey, you know, there's a man around. Gee, thank God. Can you tell us about him? Let's bring him in. Let's figure out a way to help both of you all. Somebody get in the front, somebody get in the back.
But Jones says his program isn't just about marriage. It's about building healthy relationships, about parenting. And nobody's required to take these classes. Sure, they talk about marriage, but that's not the only goal.
What's up, Pops?
How you doing?
All right, how you, man?
Always a pleasure.
As Jones drives around East Baltimore, where he himself grew up, he says he wants to create a new culture in these neighborhoods, a culture of connection.
If I'm driving or I'm walking and I see a young man carrying a little baby, that to me says, hey, man, you know, here's a caregiver. Even if he's doing something negative, that's an opportunity to talk to him about, hey, what about some services or some ideas about doing something differently and to help him make that transition.
But time for exploring healthy relationships may seem almost like a luxury when there are so many other serious challenges. Few families can survive and stay whole without money, without jobs. So whenever he gets the chance, Jones walks the streets of East Baltimore to promote a job training program that's also offered by his center.
If you're looking to get into the workforce, it doesn't make a difference if you have a criminal record, right? You don't have a high school diploma. We'll work with you on all those issues, get you connected to the workforce, fix your wages over time.
I got laid off from here. I'm tired of riding and rested up now.
You got kids?
Yeah, I got kids. Okay.
Right now, even Jones can't say how prominently marriage figures into the complex maze out of poverty. But in 5 years, he'll have some data. Researchers will study the effect that counseling classes have had on couples here in Baltimore and in similar programs across the country.
What time is it? Anthony!
They'll follow up with couples like Alfreda Stewart and Anthony Polk. You heard them at the graduation celebration earlier.
I think everybody that was basically really in the classes was considered marriage at one point.
We actually told them how long we was together. They was like, y'all might, y'all already considered as a married couple because y'all been together so long.
They say they've been together off and on for 17 years and that they've learned a lot in the relationships class. But they say they're not ready for marriage. She works full-time as a mail carrier, but he's unemployed.
He keeps telling me once he get a better job, he's like he gonna pop the question there.
Once I get myself employed, I can put a ring on layaway or propose to her, you know.
Alfreda Stewart and Anthony Polk live in subsidized housing, where their diploma from the relationships class sits on top of a TV between pictures of their three children.
This is Fonia.
One of them is 8-year-old Deja.
This is Noor, another kind of dog. A Barbie doll.
And it is children like Deja who researchers will also pay attention to. As her parents listen, Deja describes how the two of them got along, or didn't, before the classes.
Like scream and holler, like, get out my house. I don't want you in my house.
So do you hear them now say things differently?
Yes, like if he walked in the house last time and said, I'm sorry.
Later, Deja picks up two of her favorite dolls.
And this is my mommy and daddy.
A tall girl doll with long brown hair and a flashy dress.
This right here.
The boy doll sports a buzz cut, and his plastic muscles are bulging.
And they're eating, so she's on her way home. Didn't you forget something? What did I forget? Something special. And they kissed each other goodnight.
Deja lives in a place where some girls can't even imagine getting married. Never even thought about it. That's what Keisha said earlier. But Deja says one day she will get married. When I get out of college, she says, I want a man like my daddy, Anthony, to help me out with the kids. Rachel Jones, NPR News.
See ya. The end.